You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Tuesday, November 29th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Michigan State is fined $100,000 by the Big Ten for incidents in the Michigan Stadium tunnel. A Michigan board certifies the 2022 election results, and a Michigan college is asking for the words you'd like to banish in the new year. A month after violent postgame incidents led to assault charges being brought against seven Michigan State football players for their roles following an October 29th loss at Michigan, the Big Ten announced discipline. Michigan State is fined $100,000, the conference announced on Monday afternoon, while publicly reprimanding Michigan for its game management policy. Additionally, the Big Ten announced Michigan State defensive back Kerry Crump, who is facing a felonious assault charge, is suspended for the first eight games of the 2023 season. Six other players are facing misdemeanor assault charges and, along with Crump, remained suspended indefinitely by Michigan State following the incidents. Shortly after the conference revealed its discipline, Michigan State announced those six players would be immediately reinstated to the program. Crump, who is accused of swinging his helmet at Michigan defensive back Jamon Green, is the only player who remains suspended. After a heated and momentarily chaotic meeting, a bipartisan Michigan board unanimously certified the state's midterm election results. Michigan's post-election atmosphere had not been as turbulent as 2020 until Monday, as losing candidates spread conspiracy theories to the Board of State canvassers and testified with no evidence to widespread election fraud. Republican Christina Caramo, who lost the Secretary of State race by 600,000 votes, claimed an unlawful election but presented no conclusive proof of widespread fraud in the midterms. Instead, she and U.S. Taxpayers Party governor candidate Donna Brandenburg mostly disagreed with election law. The board, to Democrats and to Republicans, is not an investigative body. Michigan law gives the canvassers a routine role of approving election results certified by the 83 counties. Canvassers voted 4-0 to certify the election results Monday. In 2020, a Republican canvasser abstained from the vote, believing there were, quote, serious problems in Wayne County. But the other Republican voted to certify, preventing an unprecedented deadlock. No state canvasser this year came remotely close to accepting election fraud accusations. Instead, both Republican members shot back at conspiracies. The annual tongue-in-cheek Banished Words List by Lake Superior State University is poised for a new iteration on December 31st, and there's still time to submit your entries. Think of that word or phrase you've heard over and over throughout the year, that misused, overused, and utterly useless word or term. Got it? That's your entry for the Banished Words List. Submit nominations by 8 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, November 30th, at lssu.edu/banishedwords. Lake State has compiled the mock serious banished words list since 1976. Speaking of heavily used words, Merriam-Webster announced its 2022 Word of the Year. The term gaslighting saw a search increase of 1,740% compared to 2021, according to a news release. The top definition for gaslighting is psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.